101.3 WIBD AM 1470. We're coming up on 8:15. Community conversation this morning. We have guests in the studio. We have Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County, and also Lori Yar from West Bend Friends of Park and Rec. Good morning. Welcome back. Michelle, welcome back to the studio.
Good morning. I'm happy to be back.
Lori, welcome back to the studio.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy to be back also.
So here we are. It's, boy, nice and summer feeling out there and so on and so forth. I'm thinking the parks are getting pretty busy.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Lots of great activities going on down on at the parks all the time now, so it's great.
And we should probably, Michelle, where do you want to start this morning?
Yeah, well, we've already kind of introduced ourselves, and I'd like to start by talking with Lori a little bit about Friends of Park and Rec and what the mission is and their place in the community. So why don't we talk about that first?
Thanks, Michelle. Really what the Friends of Park and Rec does is we have three fundraisers throughout the summer, and the money that we make through those fundraisers are given back to the parks in whatever project that they come up with that they need extra funding for. The city budget's only so big, and they want to do some nice things, so we supplement those projects.
And we have a beautiful park system in West Bend. So thank you for your efforts. Why don't we, how long has Friends of Park and Rec been around?
It's been around for about 15 years. And we've got some really, we have a board, and then we have a small group of really dedicated volunteers that help just at about every event, and they enjoy it. So,
And one of your biggest events each year is the Enchantment in the winter.
That's a whole different group.
For some reason, I've always put you guys with that group. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then what are some of your events?
We do actually not this weekend, but the following weekend we have the West Bend Beer Garden. So that is at Regner Park, and we have a Eric Diamond who does Neil Diamond. Hits. He's great. On Friday and then Saturday, we have five-card stud. So that's our first thing. They are fun. And then we have, in July, we have the German Night, and then we have Regner Fest. So a busy June and July, but they're all really fun things.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier that you could use some volunteers.
We can use bartenders. So or if anybody wants to help out and bartend, they can contact me. Am I okay to say my at LoriYar@gmail.com?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they don't need to have a bartender's license because you've got a licensed bartender who's there. They just need to be able to open beverages and that kind of stuff.
Yep, smile and be friendly and greet the community, yes.
Is there a place people can find more information, Lori?
Just have them contact the Parks Department.
The Parks Department? Yep. Okay. Social media at all about your events?
They'll always see us on Facebook. And 2 weeks before each event, we are heavily marketed. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go.
All right. And also, at some point, you will be having stuff on the volunteer center website.
Yes, actually this afternoon I will do that. Michelle and I just had a talk.
So there we go.
You know, you talked a little bit about the money that gets raised at your events. Mm-hmm. Do you have some examples of how, you know, what kind of things you have funded in the past?
Well, yes, in the past we've helped with, we're building a new community Christmas tree, which is 60 feet tall, which will be the tallest in Wisconsin. So our group helped fund that. A new beach house is in the works, so we're helping to fund that. We did put some money toward the new ball diamond. Every year it's something, and it's wonderful. Oh, the all-inclusive playground that they're designing,
yes.
We're putting money toward that. The new library rec center, we helped with that, so...
So really, when you come on out and enjoy the programs and the events that you're putting on, people are really benefiting the community and the projects that are happening.
Huge, yes.
So thank you for the work you do.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for all the future volunteers that will help Lori with the bartending at these events coming up this summer.
All right. So, Michelle, what's going on down on Water Street?
Yeah, so the first thing I always like to talk about is the hub and our tip jar and our volunteers, and just highlight what is going on with a tip jar for June, Blue Lotus Farm and Retreat Center, the Ice Age Trail Alliance, Cedar Lake Conservancy Foundation, Ozaki, Washington County Land Trust, and the Friends of Park and Rec are the benefits of our June tip jar. What does that mean? It means that every dollar, every quarter, every amount of money that gets put into the tip jar at the Hub Coffee Shop goes back to nonprofits. And to date, we have raised over $96,000. And we're really getting close to 97 there. We're kind of very excited because that $100,000 mark is coming really soon.
Yes.
And that is a really big donation to the community. So thank you to everyone who helps out with that. But not only that, our volunteers at the Hub donate their time, and they have donated over 26,000 hours to the mission of the Hub and the Volunteer Center, and we really appreciate every hour they give us.
Absolutely.
So I guess we could highlight some of the events and programs going on. Things are really kicking into high gear with the Volunteer Center. Camp Superheroes started this week. Our teen leaders came together on Monday at the Volunteer Center, and they started learning about what the wonderful projects they would be working on this summer. You're going to see kids throughout the community in bright yellow Camp Superhero shirts, T-shirts. Make sure you say hi to them and know that those kids are doing projects every week, every Wednesday. They are doing projects in the community to help us be a better place to live and work. And this week, they went out to Blue Lotus Farm and Retreat Center and helped with many projects, including weeding and watering and some other projects that Blue Lotus had going on.
Now, did they ride in the do-good bus?
They did. It was very exciting to see the do-good bus drive by yesterday. The whole staff kind of went out to watch it because it's been hard to have that bus parked for a year.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you're going to be hearing more about the Do Good Bus and future events with that as well coming up in the future.
All right. What else is going on?
Yeah, we have another coffee, a yoga and coffee happening this weekend with Blue Luna Yoga. Felicia has donated her time to teach yoga classes at the Hub. They start at 7:30. They run till 8:30. It's a $20 donation that goes right back into our expansion project at the Hub. And you also get a Hub drink coupon. So that's a fun event. And we have a handful, just a very few spots left. So if you're interested in joining that class, check out our website and there you can sign up there.
All right. And then another event coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So the Community Mosaic Project is a project where 6x6 canvases are created by artists. 300 of them will be hung together in an exhibit. And it's we're asking people what stronger together means to them. We have a friend named Kiki. She's a folk artist. She's so much fun. She is going to lead a class at the Hub on June 26th from 9 to 12 at the Hub again. And she'll help people just give them inspiration and walk them through creating a canvas. So if you're somebody who's maybe doesn't really, I don't know what I want to put on a canvas, this might be a great opportunity for you. And there'll be coffee and friendship, and it'll be a fun day, a great way to start your Saturday.
All right. And then as we try to get working on, we're all trying to get back to normal.
Yeah.
And one of the things that that the Volunteer Center has done for a number of years is Champions of Change, except last year. And now it's back.
Right. It is back. And nominations are now open for this event. It's an event that celebrates the amazing work of Washington County volunteers. So many of the community projects and events and hiking trails and more just wouldn't happen without volunteers doing the work that they do and the hours that they dedicate to projects. And we're eager to celebrate those people that are doing good in our community. The event itself will be held on September 14th this year. It'll be in the Bend, downtown West Bend. We're hoping that you'll join us. We are coming with brainstorming a very new type of event. Think Johnny Carson, think The Tonight Show and the stage and interviews and funny bits. That's what you're going to see that night. So it's going to be fun to be in the audience, but more importantly, it's going to be a meaningful event talking about volunteerism and the impact that they have on the community. So if you, the challenge is to you, to the listeners, if you know a volunteer that you are just really proud of the work they're doing or inspired by the work they're doing, please nominate them for that night of celebration. The information is on our Volunteer Center website, volunteernow.net, and it's an easy process to do, and we can't wait to read the stories because they're always very inspirational.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a few more minutes. How about some nonprofit highlights and needs of the week? Lori, you want to start?
I will. The first one I have is Wellspring. They are in need of a few extra hands for beautifying their flower gardens. It's an ongoing project, and it's great for a family or a small group of volunteers.
All right. And Michelle?
Yeah. Blue Lotus Farm and Retreat Center, they are looking for help with organizing social outings. They hold small and large fundraisers every year, and your help will ensure that they run smoothly. If you're interested in one or several of the following roles, being a host, promoting, tracking reservations, helping with mailings, working on the tracking of details, or enhancing the event with new ideas, you can contact them at 262-675-2473, or that opportunity is also on the Volunteer Center's website.
I just talked to someone who was out there for an event, and I can't remember who it was, but they said they had an absolutely wonderful time.
It's a beautiful location, and I think not a lot of people know about Blue Lotus, and it's right on the eastern side of our community, a little hidden gem that we have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lori, do you have another one?
Yes, I do. It's Be the Face of NAMI, WC, Washington County. The Welcome Center Ambassador, they're looking for a Welcome Center Ambassador. It's they're responsible for greeting all the guests, providing directions, collecting enrollment and activity paperwork, making coffee and setting out light snacks, small office projects, distributing taxi tickets according to policy, and answering the telephone. Additionally, the Welcome Center Ambassador will orient new guests to available programming and the center itself. Person in this role should be comfortable interacting with a variety of individuals affected by various mental illnesses.
Speaking of NAMI, I don't know if you're watching Jeopardy or not, but Miam Bialik is the guest host last week and this week, mm-hmm. and the guest host is raising money for a charity, and it's National NAMI that her money is going to.
Nice.
So. What they do is they total up how much the contestants win for the day, and that's how much the donation is every day.
Oh, fantastic!
That's huge.
Yeah, so I think yesterday it was $27,000 or something like that.
That makes an impact.
It does. Sure. It really does. You should get on that list, Michelle.
Yeah. Right.
So, all right, and do you have? One of our favorite organizations also has a need.
Yeah, Chicks for a Cause. Speaking of raising money, they have a fundraiser coming up at the Slinger Speedway, and they're looking for people to help them with that event. And each year, thousands of dollars that provide financial support to area cancer fighters is raised that evening. So that's amazing. Volunteers are needed to help to sell the 50-50 tickets and sell bucket raffle tickets and all the volunteers will receive free admission to Slinger Speedway, and you get a T-shirt. So if you like racing and you've been meaning to get to Slinger, this is a great way to do it. See the racing for free, help a great nonprofit, get a T-shirt. I mean, what better night can there be?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
If anyone is available to stay once the event is over, they could use a few hands as well, taking down at the end of the night.
All right. So those are four kind of interesting and varied volunteer opportunities. But if that's not exactly what you're looking for, I'll bet, Michelle, that there's a place where you could find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
There is, and it's volunteernow.net. Our website looks a little different than it used to. We used to have a button up in the corner. Now, most of the places that you see the word volunteer throughout the website, you click on it, and it's a link that will take you to our volunteer portal. The portal is the place where we collect volunteer opportunities from over 50 nonprofits in Washington County. And you can tell just from what we talked about today, it varies greatly. Everything from gardening to helping kids to animals. If you have something that you enjoy doing, I bet you there's a volunteer opportunity for you.
And some of them are one-shot kind of things for an event, like the event for Chicks for a Cause.
Correct.
Some of them are ongoing things. But as you said, if you have some time and some ambition and some interest,
right,
this would be the way to go.
And if you need a little bit more help than navigating a website, or you'd like to speak to somebody in person, give us a call at 262-338-8256. Or, again, if you want to come into our offices and talk individually with somebody, we're located at 303 Water Street in downtown West Bend, near downtown West Bend, and we're happy to help.
And right there on the roundabout.
Right there on the roundabout. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Lori, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Good
thank
to see
you.
Thank you
for
again.
The opportunity. Yes, you too.
And Michelle, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in the swing of things here, as they say.